A state legislator wants to ban violent video games in Illinois, but experts say that's easier said than done.
Games are no panacea. They're both good and bad, just like, say, television or books have good and bad.
That's author of a video game violence study, Dimitri Williams. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, March 23rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Last Friday was match day for fourth-year medical students at the University of Illinois College of Medicine, Peoria. Tim Shelley tells us how one student navigated this past year amidst the pandemic.
50 students are leaving the nest in Peoria and heading to different hospitals to pursue their medical specialties. Jeremy Huckleby will be an orthopedic resident at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis. He says he's wanted to do it ever since he played basketball, when he saw how orthopedics helps patients with a decreased quality of life get back to more normal activities.
Just seeing that process is really rewarding for me. And I think that's something that I would love to do for my patients.
This is the first class of medical students to go through a whole year with COVID. Huckleby says while it's been a weird experience, they've adapted.
Residency interviews are typically in person, and typically you're flying or driving to these different programs to meet them in person. But this year, all of the interviews have been over Zoom. That was just a way of us adapting to the situation and making the best out of, like, a not-so-good situation.
But while the interviews were virtual, Huckleby expects to work in the hospital.
We're there to learn, but we're also there to learn by doing. So, you know, we also put ourselves in a bit of danger. But it's like, you know, this is what we're here for, and this is what we want to do. I don't think anybody's had any problems like getting back into the hospital and really going to learn and take care of patients.
Residency training takes anywhere from 3 to 6 years. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County area is up to more than 162,000 administered doses of COVID-19 vaccines and almost 18% of residents fully vaccinated. Figures updated Monday by the Illinois Department of Public Health show the region added more than 3,800 shots and just over 1,000 fully vaccinated individuals since Friday. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the shooting deaths of 8 women at several Georgia massage parlors should serve as a call to action to address racism against the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities. And high school students could soon be able to take driver's ed classes online. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. An Illinois state representative wants to ban violent video games. He says they contribute to increased carjacking in Chicago. It's far from the first time state lawmakers have taken the idea for a test drive. Christine Hatfield has more.
Illinois and other states have tried and failed to pass bans on those kinds of games in the past. Experts say the new bill isn't realistic. Marcus Evans Jr. is the state representative behind the bill. He's a Southside Chicago Democrat. Evans says he worries games affect mental health, especially among young people.
The thought is, you know, do they think this is acceptable behavior, you know? And I'm looking at things that are, you know, supportive of carjacking and looking to oppose those things and just bring the question of the acceptance of certain behaviors.
Evans says some people are impressionable, and he says there need to be conversations about the standards being set in American society.
With Trump grabbing women by their, you know, genitals and insurrections, you know, where are we going as a country? What's acceptable?
Evans says he wants to have discussions to improve his community. The debate whether video games lead to real-life violence is not new. It's also a question researchers have tried to answer for years. In 2005, University of Illinois professor Dimitri Williams put out what academics called the first long-term study whether there is a link between video games and violence. The study didn't find any strong effects, but the debate goes on. He's now an associate professor at the University of Southern California, Annenberg. Williams says there are other well-documented causes of crime, and he says video games have become a red herring to sweep away uncomfortable conversations.
Games are no panacea. They're both good and bad, just like, say, television or books have good and bad. It's not an all-or-nothing kind of thing.
The same year as Williams' 16-year-old study, then-Governor Rob Blagojevich signed a bill into law that would have prohibited sales of violent video games to children. Retailers and gaming companies took the bill to district court, where judges overturned it on free speech grounds. Joyram Chakraborty is an associate professor of computer science at Towson University in Maryland. He co-authored an article on the connection between public policy and video game violence. Chakraborty says even setting aside the court rulings, he's not sure lawmakers understand the dimensions of modern video gaming.
We're growing faster and faster, and technology is moving faster and faster, and everything is moving faster and faster. But yet the laws and the requirements and the support mechanisms have been struggling to keep up, and they're continuously going to struggle to keep up.
State Representative Marcus Evans Jr. is standing his ground. He says because studies are based on individual experiences, he's not sure studies on video games and violence tell the whole story.
Everybody has a different reason for committing a crime. You know, some people are impressionable, but some people are, you know, trained criminals. I mean, there's all different facets of reasons why someone is choosing to participate in deviant activities.
Academics differ. If the connection between video games and real-life violence does exist, Joyram Chakraborty says a ban probably isn't the way to go.
There are different ways to approach this rather than, I'm going to ban it because it worked 10 years ago and they failed and I'm going to try it again. Because that's the classic definition of insanity.
Evans says he hopes the law and society have swung his way since the last time this was tried. Chakraborty has an alternative. He says educating people on sensible computing from an early age could help them make informed decisions for themselves. He says nobody can make you a good or bad driver. It's about offering the choice.
And you give them the tools, and then let society make their own decision going forth.
He says it wouldn't be the finishing point, but he says it would at least start a conversation. I'm Christine Hatfield.
The U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in on the topic. In 2011, the court ruled 7-2 that video games, just like other forms of media, are protected under the First Amendment. Before we let you go, the Peoria City Council meets tonight at 6, and you can catch it live at 89.9 FM and WCBU.org. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.